yes, that's right. It is I, your internet acquaintance, Linda James. Yes, welcome to the show. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. I like to start out with almost 100 yeses, just because isn't that nice to hear? Isn't that nice to hear? Yes, yes, yes. Hi. Hi, thanks for coming. Hi, how are you? Yeah, it is hot. I'll tell you what, it is hot. It is hot. I have, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. This is a cooler day that I'm recording on here in the Pacific Northwest, where we've had a heat wave recently, and I've got the fans off for the moment. They might come on. Trigger warning. I might have to pause and turn on the fans if it gets too hot, but I think I'm okay. I'm thinking, okay, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about my heat wave experience. We'll talk about it. We will talk about it. Yes, 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 yes. I've got, you know, what day is today? I'm recording this on. Okay, the 29th. There's 30 days, I believe, in June. And I've promised two podcasts a month, so we're squeaking the second one in there. Hey, speaking of, happy Pride. Happy Pride. Happy Pride. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, may this bring a new year of Pride to you, and may you delve in and explore your queerness in beautiful, nourishing new ways. Huh? How about that? That was like to myself and to you as well. And to you. I'm just, you know, this is, what is this show? Are you new here? I don't think you are. I think you've been here. But if you are new here, this is a show where I, your internet acquaintance, leave you a long and rambling voicemail to which you can listen to at your leisure. Yes, yes. You know, it's a stressful world out there, and this is just a chill pod. This is a chill pod where you can just like put on a video game, do some painting, collage. If you're a collager like myself, you can maybe cook and just put this pod on and just like hear a pretty relaxed, chill message from your internet acquaintance who has apparently poor boundaries for your voicemail, because it's going to be about like 30, 45 minutes, an hour. We'll see. We'll see. But I have things to say. Many of them are just non sequiturs. I write down things through the week, through the 2 weeks that I might want to talk to you about my internet acquaintance. Yes, because guess what? If I'm your internet acquaintance, that means you are my internet acquaintance. Yes, yes, yes. And we're all queer here. So, happy Pride. But yes, usually like I've got movies, like many times, usually we've done a few episodes of this format, the internet acquaintance. And you know, I write down lists, movies that I've seen, shows that I've watched. This one's all over the place, this list that we've got right now. But you know, hey, we're just going to flow. We're just going to ride. We're just going to flow. We're going to talk about the things that I have written down that I'm going to say. We might freeform. We might Google things together. We might investigate what I've been watching, because I have no idea. We might turn on the TV and go through my history. Is that riveting content? But first, before we start, hey, let's say, you know, gosh, if you're able to, and you haven't yet, you know, like, go get a vaccine. We have, you know, that pesky Delta variant. Who needs it? Go get a vaccine. It's I think I, you know, I love it. I love it. I love my vaccine. You know, I understand that some groups cannot get a vaccine. And, you know, you wear your mask. I'm going to put mine on, too. How's that? But if you can, if you're eligible for a vaccine and you haven't done it yet, I highly recommend. Highly recommend. Yes. 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 And let's all say it together. Black Lives Matter. Yes. Yes. Let's say abolish the police while we're here. Yes. And abolish ICE. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, make sure that you're registered to vote. Yes. Your local government may be very shady in some sort of way. In many ways. Oh, God. In all the ways. Make sure you're registered to vote. It's like middle of the day. We're recording midday today. I'm inconsistent with the times and days which I record this podcast, so you really get a different flavor of internet acquaintance each and every episode. Sometimes I'm over caffeinated, sometimes I'm under caffeinated, sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm sad, you know. But I don't know what we're doing today. I guess we're a little up. But yes, all of those things. Yes, thank you for listening. And hey, if you want free advertising time, here we are. As we've said before, send your requests for, you know, if anything you've got to promote as a listener of the show. Let's create an interconnectedness between, you know, like of internet acquaintances. And if you've got something that your fellow internet acquaintances can support, please email me at lyndajamesproductions@gmail.com. I would be happy to give you some free ad space on this platform. You know, there are several of us listening, you know, to this voicemail. This is a group message. Isn't that what podcasting is, though, but a group voicemail, you know? So that's that. Let's begin. Let's move forward. Let's look at the list. Let's look at the sacred list of things that I've written down mundane things that I've written down on the sacred list of what we'll be talking about today. Now, first, before we start anything, Rebecca... Hello. Yeah, we're recording. You wanna say? Do you wanna say anything to the people? I don't know if you can hear this, but there was a tiny carbonation bubble released. Now, Rebecca, new listeners, my imaginary new listener, is my. That's right, kombucha scoby. Yes. Hi, Rebecca. Hi, yes. Rebecca's doing well. I'm drinking a glass of Rebecca currently, and it is delicious. The summer batch of Rebecca, really phenomenal work, Rebecca. Rebecca, I fail to, I regret to inform you, Rebecca, that you have failed to make me any money. Rebecca, make me money, I said, and, you have not. She has not
made me money yet.
But that's okay, Rebecca. That's okay, because I love you just as you are, Rebecca, and, you know, my greed and need to survive in a capitalist society is... I shouldn't project onto you, Rebecca. I'm very sorry. And you don't have to... Don't do a thing. Don't do a thing, Rebecca. Don't do a thing. Just keep being you, boo. But I will say that. I did get a message on the internet from a Romanian listener, Roxana. Roxana has been brewing her own kombucha as well. And so this is, you know, an international sisterhood of scobies going on, okay? Roxana, please write in with your scoby name. I'm looking through the messages and I don't see that I know exactly what it is, but I'm rather sure that you're brewing as well. And if you're not, if I'm mistaken for some reason. Okay, here it is. Bestie, I bought a SCOBY too. Her name is Vanessa. Vanessa, I found her. Remember last week? And well, it was 2 weeks ago. Last episode when I said I've written Vanessa on this list and I didn't know who Vanessa was, where she's from. Bestie, I found her. Yes. Oh, please, everyone. Let's just, it's just quietly welcome Vanessa in your mind. As we know, SCOBYs can understand. They have psychic abilities. They listen to your brain waves. That's not science. I made that up just now. But I think that if anything were true, that could be. If that were on a list of multiple choice questions of wild statements that could be true, I might select that one. There's no research here. Okay, I don't want to give you false information. I just made up a factoid for fun. So, and that fake factoid is that SCOBYs can communicate with each other and people through brainwave technology. Now, I guess, you know. Okay. Oh, she found it online from a gentle biker guy who was selling them. Rebecca, did you hear that? There's hope for us. How much did you? I think I got this very early in the morning, 4:14 a.m. Okay, so I think that I woke up to this, and that's why Vanessa was hazy in my mind. Okay, there was a time difference between Romania and the west coast of the United States. That is understandable. My fog. Rebecca, did you hear that? They're selling like hot. You're selling like hotcakes in Romania. Yeah, online. Not on OfferUp though. Remember, we got kicked off. So I'm gonna keep my posting up on Craigslist and see. You know, I did go back to work and it was fine. It was lovely. I have mental illness and anxiety disorder and all those things. It was fine. It was lovely. I just was very nervous to return, but I did it and it was great. The point of telling you that is that how long did it take before I offered a SCOBY to someone in my vicinity? You know, I haven't been around people for very much time in the last 16 months, and now it took I would say, okay, let's not count them as days. Let's count. These are just small shifts I did. It took me, I'd say, 5 hours before someone in the room was offered a SCOBY. That was a free. And that was an I'll think about it. Most of the time, what I've learned is when you offer someone a SCOBY, they either, I'd say 1/8 of the people offered a SCOBY say yes, thank you, and then 5/8 of the people offered a SCOBY say, you know, I'll think about that, and they're being polite. And then what are we at? That's 6. And then 2/8 of the people directly say no, and it's like there's a little bit of disgust there as well. So, well, I'm so glad that I figured out the mystery of Vanessa, Bestie, Roxana. And Roxana, along with these messages, these early morning messages, let me know that, Rebecca, don't worry, if we can't make money off of selling your babies, we can make money off of drying out your skin. yes, that's right. Sinisterly. We're gonna look up SCOBY leather. Yes, SCOBY leather. Yes. Okay. Turning kombucha SCOBY into leather. I just had an interesting thought. Is SCOBY leather vegan? Because Rebecca is like alive, but she doesn't have a brain, you know? Like, does she live below the line of consuming leathers from being vegan, like mushroom. Well, I would say that mushrooms are communicating through spores and probably brainwaves as well. Unscientifically, founded statement right there. Okay, how long does kombucha leather last? The vest was on, was absorbing her sweat and disintegrating in front of the audience's eyes. Okay, maybe 6 months. Okay, this is an art piece, Rebecca. This is an art piece. Where can I buy kombucha SCOBY? On Craigslist. I'm reading the questions of that Google has. Is SCOBY a yeast? SCOBY is a commonly used acronym for symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. Okay, yes. Now, I will say that sometimes I will get a SCOBY in my drink and I'll take it out of my glass because I don't like to swallow the SCOBYs whole, the little baby SCOBYs that form on your second ferment in the bottle. And I'll just chuck that in the sink and it will dry out overnight, but I never try to like flatten it so it just kind of becomes a worm. Though I do see in some of this online content here that shoes are being made. They must be flattening theirs out, drying it, and then coating it in something. Okay. Okay. Well, you know what? Good for them. Ooh, here's a jacket. Okay. Okay. Let's search images. SCOBY earrings. Rebecca! Oh my gosh, they're drying the SCOBY out into discs and then selling them as earrings on Etsy. Not a bad idea, Rebecca. Not a bad idea. Let's see. Fruit leather, that seems delicious. And it depends on the leather. I would use, if I were going to make fruit leather, I would use my second ferment. Because it's like clear, precious baby. Rebecca is like really a SCOBY who's seen some things at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, that SCOBY is thick and tentacleless. Tentacleless is the only way that I can describe it. Wow, these jackets and gloves are beautiful. I see a backpack. Well, darn, Rebecca, we might have to heckin' start an Etsy store with your dried skin layers. That's something. If I do this, it's gonna be over for you listeners. I don't know what's it gonna be. If I do this, it's gonna be a new niche direction that I didn't expect my life to go in. Kombucha SCOBY leather atelier. So thank you, Rebecca, for coming on the show today. You can almost hear her say you're welcome. She's gone now. She went. She stayed in exactly the same place where she was. She's always on stage here. What else? Okay, let's look. SCOBY leather. Let's give you a real satisfying check. Whoops. Check. Can you hear the pen? Check off the list. Ooh. I know where we're moving next. In the kitchen. Okay, we're staying in the kitchen for this one. I recently, while laying in bed for probably about an hour scrolling through TikToks, found someone who made kale chips in the microwave. And I need you to know that this is real and this is good and this is possible. Okay? Okay? All you have to do is cut the leaf off the stem. Okay? You following me? Boom. Cut it into pieces. I'm going to assume that you've rinsed. At some point, you're going to rinse however you like, you know? Shake it out, salad spinner, whatever. Clean your lettuce. Clean your kale. Okay. And then you're going to cut the leaves off in chips, right? And then you're going to put them in a bowl or whatever. I don't know. I'm not in charge of you. But you're gonna drizzle olive oil and then season it however you want to. Now, what I'm doing is putting them into a big mixing bowl that I have a lid for, drizzling olive oil, salt and pepper, garlic powder, onion powder. Of course, the magic mix. And then I shake it up. Shake it, shake it, shake it up, okay? And then you're going to take a plate. Now, I have done some experimenting this week. And you will probably have to, too, because, you know, microwaves are all different. All your materials are different. I'm sure dino kale versus regular old kale are different, okay? But you're going to take your kale and you're going to, your seasoned oiled kale, and you're going to lay it down onto just a microwave safe plate. I use a ceramic plate, okay? Just a regular dish. Now, what I would say through my experimentation is that a thinner plate works better to get the crispiness that you're going to desire. But if you're using a thicker plate, you'll just add some time. Your plate is going to be hot. It's going to be heckin' hot, okay? Or heckin' stands here. Lay your kale out single spaced, just, you know, like, so it's not in one big mush pile. Just, you want to space out your leaves just so that they're sitting on their own, you know, like they don't have to be far away from each other, but they just have to not be covering each other. And then you put it in the microwave for 2 minutes and 30 seconds is what I found works for me. Thin plate, regular kale in the microwave. What do I got? A GE, the white GE that hangs over your oven. I'm sure some of you weird dudes, you have this microwave. Did it come with your apartment? That's what I'm working with. Okay, maybe you have a Ninja microwave and yours is going to take 2 seconds. I don't know. but 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Splendid. Splendid, beautiful, brilliant, dehydrated, crisp kale chips. Now, I like kale chips in the oven. I do, but I am also a lazy trash person sometimes. I work hard not to be, but it's the truth. It's my truth. Lazy trash person. And I'm like, oh, who wants to... Oh, put them in the oven, you know, and it's hot, you know, let's give myself a break. Let's be nicer to myself. I'm going to say that, you know, it's a heat wave. It's hot outside. I don't have to call me names. Okay. It's a heat wave. You don't want to use the oven to make your kale chips. Okay. You want to use the microwave and you're going to be better for it. That's all. The recipe's over. But I didn't believe it. I thought this is going to be terrible. You know, like this is going to be another TikTok swindle of my time, you know, where I think that this is going to be life changing and it's not. But I will tell you that this one, my friends, this one was life changing. I've made kale chips. I'm going to make kale chips after this. You know, heck yeah. I love them. That's it. That's all I have to say. This is a tried and true recipe, which I never thought to do. I would think that the chip, the kale, the leaf would turn into like wet mush, but it does not. It actually becomes quite crispy and firm, almost like a fried cheese. That level of crisp. I'm not lying to you. Maybe it's not, you know, like you're not getting fried cheese, okay? But you know how like the satisfying snap / fall apart crumbliness of like a piece of cheese that's gone off into its own and gotten fried on its own and it's crispy. It's like that. It's of that consistency, if I would say anything. Better than store-bought kale chips. Why would you do that? Kale's like a dollar something and the chips are... so much more money. I guess by weight, maybe it works out. I don't know. But like, this is less intimidating than the oven for some reason, just to shove them in the microwave. You know, it's going to take you a while and your plate is going to get hot as heck and you're going to then swap out for another plate. If you've got two thin plates, I'd call them into play here so that you can be putting one in and then letting it cool, you know, while the other's going. You're welcome. Happy summer. Happy pride. That's a good, that is a healthy recipe for a chip-like thing. Let's get the pen out. Let's get the pen out because we talked about kale chips. Check. Check, check, check. Now, thanks for asking. I've been doing my Richard. Yes, I took a few days off for the heat wave, but I am, getting into it, getting healthy, getting my joints working, dealing with, doing physical therapy, doing the whole nine, and what is a big part of that? Richard Simmons workouts in the morning. So, I've been doing them consistently, and I, as you heard last episode, and it really helps. And you know what? Richard may have said all of these motivational, coquettish, or even just loud things 20, 30 years ago, but I still hear them like it's right now. Like Richard and I are just in the moment. And that is the special beauty of Richard Simmons. Like, nobody could turn on that type of motivation. Like, nobody hits me like Richard Simmons. You know what I'm saying? I love him. And what I've been doing, though, okay, I've done so many Richards in my day. I love Richard. It's like, it's what I do for exercise. For many years, 5 years old, I can remember 5 years old. One of my first memories and like clear memories in the world, probably, that you really remember is doing Richard Simmons, Sweating to the Oldies 2 in our apartment in Totowa, New Jersey, with my mother and my grandmother and my sister, and going to get the soup cans because you needed like a soda can or a soup can to like be little tiny dumbbells, Good times, good times. So I have been doing, I've been partial recently to the 20-minute mega mixes or the mixes. Like they're all, what are they called? Let's look. This is the portion where we're going to look at my YouTube. As promised, we're going to look at my viewing history. Library. Blast Off. That's the series. Okay. Richard's got this series that was made in, I'm going to say 2001, 2002, judging by every choice and song in these mixes. Fashion, cameras, all of that. Looks 2001-y to me. Of course, there's 60s Blast Off, 80s Blast Off, 70s Blast Off, and then there's one very special Blast Off, okay? That is, it's called the Mega Mix Blast Off. And the Mega Mix, I like to think of as they were trying to come up with like the fifth video, whatever it is. And we're doing 50s, we're doing 60s, we're doing 70s, we're doing 80s. What are we gonna do for the 90s and today? It's 2001, remember, 2001. What are we gonna do for today? How are we gonna do this? And Richard goes into his, fanny pack, whatever he's got, his athletic bag. And he goes, he takes out his Discman and he opens it up and he says, get the rights to all of these. And he throws a compact disc, a burned compact disc across the table. And it says, Richard's Mega Mix, Blast Off Mega Mix. And it's just something he's been tinkering with on his own. It's like his personal mix that just gets him through. This is the Blast Off series is a more intimate series. We are in, I believe, the Slimmin's gym. I can't imagine it's anything but. It's just a very plain, like, dance rehearsal sort of space. And, like, why wouldn't they just film it at Slimmin's? And this was, like, these are the 20-minute videos. So, like, this was also, we had done Broadway Sweat. We had done Sweat Into the Oldies, too. And these sock hop-themed big budget hour-long productions. This was just like an intimate moment, an intimate workout with Richard. You're really there. You're busy. You've got to get to a casting at noon. You want get in an 11 o'clock class, hop into your drop top PT Cruiser, head down Fountain, go the back way, make it to the Warner Brothers lot with time to spare. This is that series, okay? That's like the fantasy you're living when you're doing the Blastoff series. So the Blastoff Mega Mix, You're That Girl, for sure. And it starts you off so hard with, that's right, the Macarena. The Macarena. In a Richard Simmons workout video now. That's camp, okay? That's camp. Richard is also quite notably, usually the crowd in the Richard Simmons videos are, very how do I put this? They're just like, they're relatable exercisers who found success with Richard, who have been cast, and then like a mix of, I would imagine, like actors mixed in or people from the Slimin Studios, but like every body type is represented and we're all in this together and having a good time. And this one, certainly, we were very comfortable with the group that we're with, but whereas sometimes Richard is flanked by, perhaps a woman in her 50s who is doing great and having a good time. And then maybe where Richard is more so surrounded by the housewife demographic that I think they were trying to reach in the 80s. In this particular video, Richard Simmons is flanked by young studs. I don't know how else to say this. It seems as though perhaps they went to the Abbey and did some casting, and Richard is surrounded by brightly color-blocked outfit, handsome, fit, sweaty men. And that is just also adds to the camp vibe. There's also a lady in this amongst the crowd who looks like perhaps a young Michelle Visage mixed with a Bratz doll. She's giving you a very 2001 fantasy where she's wearing a athletic jumpsuit, low cut, red, a little flared leg, and then she has on gigantic hoop earrings, which are perfectly framing her twisted back, her hairstyle, which is in the front, like a couple of rows of twist, 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 butterfly clip, and then a fall, straight but volume fall that hits her butt. So it's certainly like the wildest casting and most like fun nightclubby Richard Simmons video that there is. And they don't waste that cast on anything but the best, because for our pinnacle song, where we're reaching that 3-4 level of heart rate, okay, is none other than Cher, Believe. That's right, sung by none other than someone else. It is a pretty good cover of Cher, Believe. And I start your day. Listen, don't run, don't walk, and start your day off with Richard Simmons, Mega Mix, Blast Off on YouTube. Thank you to whoever has it up there. It is a gem. A gem. A gem. 60s Blast Off, 80s Blast Off, also quite good. So Richardson's going great. Thanks for asking. Highly recommend the Megamix for all of those reasons. So enjoy. Enjoy. I do about 45 minutes of stretching in the morning now, and then I do my 20 to like 40, 60 minutes of Richard. And that's how we're doing it. That's how we're doing it. That is the physical therapy that I need to get these joints working for the old world. For the old world. Check off Richard. Like, small side note, I've switched to silicone straws and I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier. I love my silicone straw. I'm better than a metal straw because it's not going to chip your teeth or impale you. This is a way that I've heard people are getting hurt or dying. I don't know about dying. Let's not say dying. People, D word. People are, I've heard before that people fall and then get the metal straw enters them in the neck somewhere. That's bad. That's bad. That's not good. It's also hard. It's just hard to bring a silicone straw with you. I mean, a metal straw with you, but a silicone straw you can roll up, you know, like tie it around your wrist if you want to, you know what I'm saying? Or I just put it in my water bottle and squish it down a little bit. Boom. It pops up. Hello. Hello. A great purchase. A great purchase. Check. 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 You know what's funny is that I only recently realized, did I tell you this last time? I was always like a guess of how long we've been recording because I never thought to hit the button on the computer that changes the display mode. So now I know how long we've been recording, and I just remembered that I learned that recently, and I couldn't be more pleased. I feel like this episode is truest to our format of just your rambling internet acquaintance because of this very random list. And I've checked off most of my things. I have a small side note, okay, about this game. Do you want to hear what game I love to play on my phone? Do you want to hear what game I love to play on my phone? I don't think I've ever told you this, but I love, okay, the pretty much the only phone game that I'm playing right now is Disney Emoji Bliss. Yes, 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 I'm well aware, I'm well aware, I'm well aware. I am about two steps away from an Ariel Little Mermaid credit card, okay? I'm just kidding. I mean, maybe not. But I do love this game. And I play it, and my niece plays it as well, and that's fun. And I like this game. This is not an advertisement, not sponsored. Do you think that they'd sponsor this? No. This is just me to you, friends who like a match three on your phone, because this one actually has rewards in that you, as you play, you get emojis that go to like a part of your texting on your phone if you allow them to put this little keyboard on your phone. And then me and my niece play it, and then we send the emojis back and forth that we unlock along the way. And it's actually, there's like the main way to play, and then it's always branching off into these like other ways to play, kind of. Whereas, like, for example, like you're doing these challenges, and currently the challenge is against other users. Like, all of a sudden I'm playing against other people on the internet, like for real. That's wild. That was like, I've been playing this game for months and that's never happened before, but all of a sudden, like, me versus Alex P are playing, you know. So it's quite fun and it's quite cute. So you like unlock character faces basically that you can send, and they like all make shapes. But I've also noticed, okay, that let me go into my emojis. There's, you also, as you are playing, are unlocking sort of like Mickey's hands, you know, like doing like thumbs up and all these other things. Are like, I have Cinderella's dress, Cruella DeVille's coat, you know, Mickey ears, churros, all these kind of park things and stuff like that. And there was an era where we were playing, and it was Mary Poppins themed. And I saw one of the emojis, and I said, pardon me? And I truly was taken aback, and then I said, oh, oh, it's a spoonful of sugar. I thought perhaps that I had unlocked the Studio 54 Disney emoji pack, because it's a silver spoon with a pile of shimmering white powder. Truly, it truly looks like at like it's could be under a big moon's nose over a dance floor. So that took me aback, and I just wanted to share that. I thought that was hysterical. And are there any others? There's also one currently that is like a black hole that's a little suggestive that we just got. I think that's a Kingdom Hearts thing. And anybody else in here that's suggestive? You know how Disney likes to be suggestive in weird brainwashy ways. Anybody else? Anybody else? Those are the ones that really had me going, pardon for a moment. I'll keep you up to date if anything else happens. But other than that, it's an adorable game where you get like cute little emojis and then you can send them to your niece and it's fun. And so it's a cute way to like also, you know, play, interact with other people without actually like, my niece and I don't play against each other, but sending these emojis kind of is like we're playing the game together, you know? So that's just a fun tip. That's just a fun tip to match three sort of bejeweled game players. Hey, old people. Do you know what came to my mind the other day that I hadn't thought about in quite some time? Snood. Fireworks. Explosions. Did your brain just collapse upon itself and unlock a memory from 2001? Snood. That's right. It's a very 2001 episode today. Do you know, I don't think I've ever seen 2001 A Space Odyssey. Perhaps I should. I know that it's quite influential. Am I going to find, unlock yet another favorite movie of mine that I've just like not watched? That I've managed to avoid for many years? Perhaps. So, I guess the final thing on my list, on the master list this week, is that there's a show that I'm very interested in and I have not watched yet. And I'm rather sure it's going to interest you as well. Because when this show was advertised to me, I was like, this meets every demographic. There's something for everyone here. Now, it is called, I've got to find it because I actually don't know. I wrote down shorthand for it, like words that I thought would make me remember. But yikes. Na-na-na-na-na. Crime Scene Kitchen. I mean, everyone's saying yes. I think I'm late to the party. I think it's been out for a second. But Crime Scene Kitchen. And now I've only watched one advertisement for it. I think I'm going to watch it later tonight. Crime Scene Kitchen is a reality competition baking show. Okay, check. That's reality competition. I guess reality is its own. Three. There's three demographics that might be interested in this show right there. That pulls from true crime. Check. I mean, finally, a baking show for the true crime crowd. Forensics. You know, your CSI investigators, dramas, come on over. Food Network friends, there's a chef here that you're, a hunky chef that you're going to like. And men, I guess, Joel McHale's hosting. Is that who? Sitcom lovers? Soup fans? Something for everyone. I can't wait to watch. That'll on the next one remind me and we will talk about Crime Scene Kitchen, because the Herd McKennies and Gah Hazard told me they loved it. I was like, hello, has anyone heard of this? And they said, oh god, I love it. I'm all over it. So they have to, like, they're given, I think the premise is that they're given the ends of a cake or some dessert, and they've got to, like, taste the crumbs and reverse engineer it and figure out what it was. That's what I assume the show is. I was recently telling someone the story of the crow from last episode, where the crow was after me. Okay, so I went to a small rooftop gathering of people for a birthday, and some crows landed near us, and someone else said, oh God, this is too many crows. I don't like this. And I was like, you too? And then I told of my experience of the crows harassing me, and everyone was like, oh yeah, crow, what'd you do to that crow? This is like, crows are a member. I said, I did nothing. So we had the whole crow conversation, and I said, you know, I said, I've never seen the film. Perhaps this was the premise of Bird Box. And everyone informed me, no, that is not what Bird Box is about. So perhaps I'll watch this later, and I'll find out that my murder baking show is in no way what I predicted, but I suspect that I'll still love it nonetheless. So yeah, that's fun. So yeah, hey, I think we did it. Was that okay? Just, you know, just a long and rambling voicemail from your internet acquaintance. That's all. Thanks to Ketsa for our royalty-free music today. Soul Work. Yes, I enjoyed this one. That was lovely. Thank you, Ketsa. If you would like to get some free advertising or just ask me any old question, you can send your messages to lindajamesproductions@gmail.com. And if you would like to support this pod with a monthly contribution of $1, $5, or $10, you can visit anchor.fm/lindajames/support. And we'll just keep doing this until it's done. Until a sign from above tells me it's done. I've enjoyed this time with you. We've gabbed, we've guffawed, we've gallivanted. It's been great. Thank you to everyone who supports this pod. I appreciate it so very much. And thanks for listening. And I hope that you are staying cool wherever you are. Anything else? Rebecca? You good? Okay, Rebecca's good, so I think we're good. Hey, happy Pride. Have a beautiful time. Enjoy your life. I don't know. Bye. Olive juice.